the Stellium series. Series 1, Episode 1, Chapter 1, UIA 357. Consciousness flooded in on a wave of panic. Limbs were restricted and unresponsive. Thoughts grappled for memories of the last conscious moment or any moment prior to this. An eyelid, pried open, was bombarded by blinding light. Then the other. Ah! The thought to cry out was thwarted by his inertia. 357, can you hear me? So great was the want to pull away from the light that the question took a moment to process. Where am I? Mercifully, the light withdrew, the lid released, the pained eye closed, and there was darkness once again. You are in debrief, and in good hands, so rest easy. The voice was male, full of authority, yet mellow with patience and interest, which diffused any immediate concern of a threat. The light in the room was dim, and sight was slowly returning. The brief glimpses of the man, caught between wavering eyelids and tears, gave the impression of a doctor taking notes during an examination. Had there been an accident? There was no spark of recognition at the suggestion of such an event. Can you tell me your name? Names sprang to mind, but none felt familiar, sparking a new pang of shock to erupt within. I can't remember. Good. The doctor's response seemed completely inappropriate. Did he not understand? Good. I have no memory of anything. Yes, excellent. Are you a man or a woman? What? Could this person not tell at a glance? I'm a man. No memory hinted at this information. He innately knew the answer, which was comforting to him, for clearly not all memory was lost. Very good indeed. The doctor tapped notes into his tablet. Eyes open and watering, he looked down over his form, dressed in a pale t-shirt and pants, strapped into a surgical chair that was surrounded by all manner of intimidating apparatus. The thudding of his heart in his chest was being echoed by the bleeping of equipment around him, and both began speeding up as he began struggling to free himself. Why am I restrained? Because UIAs are always disorientated after a memory sweep and can become violent. The man in attendance explained in a calm, sensible manner as he waited for his patient to cease the fruitless struggle against the restraints. What's a UIA? 357 snarled, annoyed that he could not break free. A universal intel agent. We send you to remote events and places. You observe and collect data and then return here to ground zero to offload your data, have your memory wiped, and be reassigned to your next mission. The doctor placed his tablet aside to address his patient directly. Basically, you're a living, breathing USB. A picture of a USB and what it was used for presented in his mind. So he understood the simile and was not amused. Still, the premise might explain why he knew what a USB was, yet couldn't remember his own name. Why would I agree to a life as a piece of hardware? Why would anyone? Because who doesn't want to explore the future? The doc posed. Future? The idea did have appeal. The doctor pressed an icon on his tablet laying idle on the bench alongside him and pointed to the ceiling where a screen lit up. On screen was a young man who was allowing himself to be strapped into this same chair. He appeared comfortable as he spoke to camera. Hi, 357. It's me. You. About an hour ago. That's me, he mumbled. The guy did look somewhat familiar. He was young, in his late teens or early 20s, with blonde spiked hair, a pale complexion, and blue eyes. He seemed friendly and oozed confidence. You love your work, but memory sweep is an integral part of the process, as you need to dump all the experience and intel from the last time zone you visited in order to study up for the next one. The company can't have you walking around in different time zones, randomly disclosing the future or altering circumstances, as that will pose some paradigm problems. The doc here is your man. The doc stuck his head into the recording and waved, the same man who was now attending him. He's been our sentinel for many missions, so don't give him a hard time, okay? Be cool so he can dismiss us. I'm fucking dying for a burger and a beer. Out. The screen blanked out, and now that the subject had been raised, his stomach began growling for said dinner. You know what? He decided. If I get a burger and a beer in the next 5 minutes, I don't care what's really going on here. I'm with the program. The doc gave half a laugh. Now that's more the 357 I know.